Day 1.
The day's sightseeing program includes a visit to the Kremlin to see the cathedrals of the Annunciation, the Assumption, and the Archangel Michael. There is a guided tour of these magnificent and historic churches. This is followed by a guided tour of the Armory Museum, with its fine collection of imperial regalia and the state carriages formerly used by the Tsars. A mystery excursion is planned after dark in mysterious Moscow.
Day 2.
A morning drive around St. Petersburg gives the opportunity for you to see many of its imperial and aristocratic palaces, including the great Baroque complex of Smolny Convent and Institute, the great Rococo Palace built for the Empress Elizabeth by Rastrelli, the Place of Pavlovsk designed by the Scottish architect Charles Cameron, and the Hermitage Museum. There are optional afternoon visits to the Peter and Paul Fortress Cathedral or to a concert of Baroque music at the Great Church of St. Isaac.
Day 3.
Today we visit the historic Yaroslavl, a well-preserved golden ring city. In the center of the city you will see the lovely church of Elijat. The frescoes on the walls and vaulting inside the church are magnificent, and some date from as early as the 14th century. A sumptuous banquet lunch is provided for us in the town hall as guests of the mayor. We are then driven back to our vessel moored on the Neva River and depart for the island of Kizi in Lake Onega.
Day 4.
Having arrived on the island of Kizi in Lake Onega late the previous night, early risers can see the imposing Church of the Transfiguration at its very best, with the rising sun reflected off its 22 golden domes. This building is a marvel of Russian 18th century wooden architecture. During the day, the town with its restored 18th century buildings can be visited. The town has an excellent bookshop and local market where hand-knitted and crochet work of the finest traditional quality is available.
Day 5.
Today's program is very light. Guests are at leisure to undertake independent sightseeing or shopping in St. Petersburg. Alternatively, guests can relax in the hotel's magnificent health center, where saunas and massage are available, or sample the delights of the hotel's five-star restaurant. The restaurant has magnificent views both of the River Neva and St. Petersburg itself, and permits guests to sample the expertise of a team of internationally acclaimed chefs. Coaches leave the hotel in the early evening for the airport, leaving plenty of time for duty-free shopping before departure for London at 9:30.
That's the end of part 3.